Casa in Action is a Latino voter advocacy group, and it's taking to the streets this election season in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Maryland, trying to turn out Democratic voters. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi followed a group of canvassers in one community in Howard County and brings us this report.
It's afternoon rush hour traffic on a Friday in the parking lot of Columbia's Dobbin Center. Jonathan Hernandez and his Casa in Action canvassing team are starting their shift. It's one of two teams working in Howard and Anne Arundel counties.
What we're basically doing is just reminding people that the elections are coming up and that we are endorsing these candidates.
Casa in Action has endorsed Maryland Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ben Jealous, and here in Howard County, Calvin Ball, the Democrat running for county executive. Hernandez says they focus on Democratic households.
It would just kind of throw our canvassers off if we were to go to Republican households. We did try to go to different parties, and it just didn't work out that well. So
part of the reason, Hernandez says, is that most of the canvassers are either green card holders or deferred action of childhood arrivals, more commonly known as DACA. And Democrats tend to be more sympathetic to their cause. Hernandez says Casa has picked Anne Arundel and Howard counties because
usually it's because there's a lot of people that are registered to vote. We try our best to focus on diverse areas as well.
But Antonio Ugues, professor of political science at St. Mary's College of Maryland, says that's surprising because Montgomery and Prince George's counties have much larger Hispanic populations. Hispanics make up less than 9% of the population in Howard County compared to nearly 20% in Montgomery County.
It may be an indication of where these strategists think that they can perhaps mobilize the vote that has been untapped in recent years.
In Howard County, as in Maryland, Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. Despite that registration edge, voters here have been known to go for Republicans in midterm elections, like current county executive Alan Kittleman, who is running for re-election, says Ugues.
Especially when the Republican candidates have moderated their position closer to the center, and so that leaves open the possibility to engage with and mobilize Democratic voters.
Guys, good? Got your flyers?
Mine.
The group splits up in their cars and heads off to their canvassing locations. One group of three canvassers heads into a gated community not far from the shopping center. Two of the canvassers are high school seniors and not eligible to vote. They ask their names not be used because they both have green cards and fear trouble from immigration authorities, but they say voting is vital.
Well, people who can vote pick their leaders, and so they should educate themselves about the campaigns and go vote.
Canvassers start looking for their first house on their iPads. To the canvassers' relief, Marlene speaks Spanish, and she says she's a loyal Democrat.
I wish I could do what you guys do. I can imagine a lot of people slam the door on you.
Yes, it happens, but you've been very kind to me. If I'm being honest here in this neighborhood, I'm a bit scared to knock on doors, but we have to do it.
A little while later, they have to leave the block because someone a few doors down threatened to call the police on them for soliciting. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.